This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. Safety Board has continuing concerns about WIP safety. In a May 29, 2020 report, the Defense Nuclear Facilities Safety Board identified four significant safety items that are unresolved at the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant, WIP. The items are related to what accident scenarios the Department of Energy, DOE, and its contractor, the Nuclear Waste Partnership, LLC, chose to analyze and mitigate. In some cases, the contractor asked that accident scenarios be removed from consideration, which DOE agreed. Nevertheless, the ever-watchful independent board continues to request improved safety measures. WIP, located 2,150 feet below ground surface in salt formations, is a deep geological dump for plutonium-contaminated waste materials from manufacturing nuclear weapons. Because the waste contains long-lived radionuclides and other hazardous materials, they must be isolated from the environment for long periods of time. In fact, every 5 years, DOE must certify to the Environmental Protection Agency that WIP will not leak for 10,000 years. The board is concerned about repeat explosive events, such as the one that occurred on February 14, 2014, when one or more waste containers exploded in the underground. The waste originated at Los Alamos National Laboratory and was not properly characterized. The board is concerned that WIP still does not believe that the characterization process can fail, even though it has. The board urged reinstatement of the continuous air monitoring system used to detect and respond to possible failures in the waste characterization process. Another accident scenario involves a fire at the bottom of the shaft used to transport waste from the surface to the underground. Currently, there is no restriction on a transport of a 300-gallon fuel tank on the waste hoist. DOE could simply resolve the issue by prohibiting the fuel tank on the waste hoist. The smaller salt hoist can transport the fuel tank. A related scenario is over-traveling of the waste hoist at the top of the shaft, creating damage to the ropes, which could result in a drop to the bottom of the shaft. DOE identified that installation of a controller and brake system could prevent upward movement. Underground roof falls have been of concern since the 1980s when WIP was constructed. Once an area is opened up for waste disposal, slabs of salt can fall from the ceiling. DOE maintains them through the use of roof bolts to secure the wire sheeting across the room ceilings. For rooms open for waste disposal, there is a possibility of a roof fall across the entire length of the room. The board recommended increasing ventilation systems for mitigation should a roof fall occur. Finally, the board again recommended that DOE strengthen federal oversight of the contractor for WIP safety. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website, nuclearactive.org.